the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Joining us now here on the postgame show, the head coach of the Stevenson Mustangs, Coach Paul Cantabene. And Coach, you know, I think right out of the shoot, obviously the storyline for the last couple of nights has been the face-off department, and you made a change there tonight, giving Jeremy Goltz the opportunity, and I thought he really battled well, but ultimately the numbers were really lopsided against or going the other way.
Well, it's just ground balls. You know, we had a lot of chances at ground balls. Jeremy has two or three shots to pick up ground balls. He does it one-handed. They check in and come up. You know, we got to be tougher on that. We have a couple. We got beat in a couple times by our wing play. Jeremy gave us a chance to get 50-50, and we didn't make the plays. You know, Lito had a couple ground balls he should have had that he missed, and that's what it came down to. We gave ourselves a chance to the face off, but as many times as we missed ground balls, and the things that we did hurt us. And you know, that was kind of the theme of the game for us. You know, we missed, I think we probably gave him four goals off missed ground balls that bounced right to that go into the goal. Dom had one there, Mutey had one there at the end. I mean, I can probably think of four or five others, and that's what killed us in this game. We played well enough to win the game. It's just that we made so many mistakes and we missed so many easy shots. You know, Pat had an easy one, Matt Tompkins has an easy one. You know, we missed these easy shots and bail goalies out, and that's kind of what we did. I thought we were kind of over that, but you know, we got to coach him better. We gave a lot of guys chances tonight. We put other people in there, but we still need our best players just to kind of make plays. And it kind of wasn't a great night for Connor Skeen. You know, he played great last night. Tonight, he thought he had a few that went in, but you know, we're going to battle. You know, we got to get ready for Tufts now. You know, we're playing a tough schedule. We know what we need to do. We're going to play and continue to try to get better. It's disappointing how this went down because I think we're a better team, especially off the ground, than we did tonight. And unfortunately, when you lose Taylor Morgan, unfortunately, we just wanted to be safe with him. We think he's going to be all right, but we didn't want to do anything silly there. And Jesse Horn in the last two nights, and losing Taylor, not having Taylor in there, I think really hurt our communication at time and getting the ball off the ground at times because he's so good at that. So, you know, we got to keep going. You know, it's tough about injuries and what you got to do, and you got to keep forging forward.
Coach, you mentioned yesterday about getting some younger guys into the game. You need more legs with the back-to-back. You got Kyle Carson tonight, and he stepped up, and I thought he made three really big plays outside of the goal. He got a couple tough ground balls. What's it mean for the team to get him involved as you guys move forward?
Well, we got
to
get some other people involved and make plays. You know, we're trying to get Olihaber to make some plays. He's getting great shots, but it's just not going in for him. It's just, you know, we got to finish the ball a few times. We got to get Sproul online. He's a great player, but the ball's not going in for him. And you know, we got to get those guys that perform for us a little bit better. You know, Pat's got to play a little bit better when he gets his minutes. So we're getting there, you know, but it's just, you know, it's a work in progress. I still think we're going to be better on. We play, you know, we're going to be obviously very tested later on in the season about how we played these games. And so I think we'll handle them better, but we got to stop hurting ourselves with our mental mistakes. And then we're making just too many mental mistakes at times. Last night we got away with them. Tonight we didn't.
Coach, from the fifth floor, which is easy for it to happen, it felt lethargic at the beginning of the game.
No doubt. I didn't think the team was ready to go from the start, and I let them know about it. And, you know, I thought we came out with much more energy in the second and third quarters and even the fourth quarter. Even though things didn't go our way, I think we battled in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we just kind of missed some assignments to give them a couple easy ones. We got some new defensemen in there and stuff like that. That happens.
So, Coach, Tufts coming in, number one team in the country, and historically they've come down to play us. Yep. What are you guys going to do to get ready for them on Tuesday night?
Well, we're going to scrap it up. You know, we're going to do what we can. We're going to game plan it. We know what they do. We got to try to win some face-offs. I think Jeremy will give us a chance to win some face-offs. And, you know, we're going to go after them, and they're going to go after us. Obviously, it's always fun to play them, and we've always played them kind of tough in the past, and you know, we'll do our best.